those who live in the shelter of the Most High will find rest in the shadow of the Almighty. This I declare about the Lord. He alone is my refuge, my place of safety. He is God, and I trust him. For he will rescue you from every trap and protect you from deadly diseases. He will cover you with his feathers. He will shelter you with his wings. His faithful promises are your armor and your protection. Do not be afraid of the terrors of night, nor the arrow that flies in the day. Do not dread the disease that stalks in the darkness, nor the disaster that strikes at midday. Though 1,000 fall at your side, though 10,000 are dying around you, these evils will not touch you. Just open your eyes and see how wicked are punished. If you make the Lord your refuge, if you make the Most High your shelter, no evil will conquer you. No plague will come near your home, for he will order his angels to protect you wherever you go. You know, when we stand in the midst of confusion and chaos and a world of fear, that is not of God. The Lord does not give the spirit of fear, but of love and a sound mind. And he will conquer whatever is around you. We need to begin to stand up and declare the word of the Lord over our lives. We don't walk as without hope. We don't walk in the darkness. We are light on a hill. And right now, as the world is confused and chaos, we stand and we proclaim the faithfulness of our God. Because they've shown us what's inside of us. And if there's fear inside of you right now, I just ask you to stir your heart and let that go. I remember at 18 years old, I was very shy. I couldn't get in front of people. My head would get all like I was having convulsions or something. Back in those days, you were the preacher's daughter. You get up and sing anyway. And I'm like, I just want to throw up. When I got old enough, I didn't have to sing anymore. I'm not doing this anymore. I went to Bible school at the age of 18. And the Lord said, I guess I'll be in charge of what you're going to do in your life, what you're not going to do. And that whole semester, that professor taught on the fear of the Lord does not give you spirit of fear, but of love, peace, joy, and a sound mind. And I had to stand up and practice that day by day by day. I joined a group. I said I wasn't going to do it. I did. I had to get up in front of people a month later and said, oh, dear Jesus, you know I can't do this. And every time we went before people, we traveled 3 weekends out of a month. An hour before, I was on my knees. God, you know I'm going to get sick. I'm going to throw up. I'm going to shake. I'll get all weird. You know how I am. And that verse began to write a song and mark my heart forever. I have not given you a spirit of fear. You will not receive it. I became so adamant about that in my life that my kids will tell you. My mom would let us live in fear. Sometimes I look at them, are you scared of anything? No, mother, you're a mother. At the same time, if I wanted my kids to walk in freedom, I wanted them to know the word of the Lord, something they could stand on, something they could build on, something they could trust in. You know, as the world waxes through all these moments of chaos, I mean, you can't find toilet paper anywhere. You know, that's not one of the symptoms. I mean, that's crazy. What happens in fear? We get bizarre. We get crazy. We just get unreal. And that's not real. Keep your eyes open. Keep your heart in peace. And stay in the presence of Jesus. Because these are the moments that church can stand up and arise. These are the moments that the church can say who God is. These are the moments they're going to speak from your heart the very things that you've allowed to be in there. For you see, out of the heart, the mouth speaks. When you're not trembling and worrying and biting all the toilet paper in the store, you tell the world a different story. And right now, there's many churches, they don't want large groups to gather. You know, we prayed about that. Okay, we just felt like we could do that. But guess what? We came in here and cleaned for 3 hours. We don't want to have anyone exposed to something they shouldn't be exposed to. But we're going to gather because you know what? Where we can. Because we're going to trust in the Father and we need each other. We need to speak words of life, words of hope, words of joy, words of peace to each other. And where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord. It doesn't matter what I see with my flesh. And this world is not my home. I'm only passing through. So you hang on to those things that I wanted to declare to you this morning that Jesus never fails. Who he says he is, he is. You can trust in that. You can build on that. You can count on that. And I want you to know that I was supposed to lead worship this morning, and I couldn't even speak. Barely could croak out a word. But as we began to worship, my voice got stronger and stronger this morning because that's the faithfulness of my Father. So you know what? Don't be fearful. Yes, use wisdom. But stand and declare your promises. Stand on the word of God. and be made whole. These are times where people are looking for places of truth. They need to see it in your life. They need to see it in my life. I will not fear. One more thing to share here. God will never cancel his promise to take care of us. The presence of problems is not the absence of God. He will never leave us. He is for us and he's with us. His peace and his hope can be exchanged for your anxiety. In Matthew 11, 28, it says, "Come to me, all you who are weary, and I will give you rest."